Political ads on Facebook and other websites have been standard for a handful of election cycles. But now, the Wisconsin governor's races are appearing in advertisements before YouTube videos or online TV shows. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe says online advertising is rapidly growing with each election cycle, partially because of campaign competition.
That's driving not only innovation in online political advertising, but it's also just driving the volume.
Part of the appeal to campaigns is that they can target voters. UW-Madison mass communication and political science professor Devon Shaw says the ads internet users see are based on their web browsing habits.
If you're a political reporter, you may be searching for various kinds of information, and that leads to a greater likelihood that you get exposed to those kinds of ads. So it's actually more than just really micro-targeted nature of that kind of communication that makes it so potentially powerful.
Most campaign advertising money still goes to television, but according to campaign finance reports for this year's governor's race, Barrett's campaign reports spending more than $34,000 on online advertising. Walker's campaign reports spending more than $107,000 on website development. That includes online advertising, but the campaign does not specify how much of that is for online ads. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.